Sunday Meditation, September 29th, 2002. Our question today has to do with the concept of balancing. We hear a great deal from many different sources that balance is important, that we should be looking for ways to balance our lives. And since each person lives a unique existence, we are wondering if Kuo could give us some information on how we, as individuals, could determine what we need to do, each of us, to balance our lives. Is there a good general technique of meditation, of contemplation, or study that you would recommend for us to balance our lives so that the responses we make to people and to new situations are our highest and our best?
We are, it goes, known to you as the principle of Ukuo, and we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this afternoon. We feel so privileged and so blessed to experience each of your beauties. Truly, each of you is a blessing to us as a gemstone, as a pearl, as that which is beautiful and unique and utterly essential to the wholeness of the universe. We honor you and we thank you for the desires of your heart that have pulled you towards a seeking circle such as this one. We thank you for our hope has been to share information of a metaphysical nature with those to whom it would be helpful. As always, our story is fairly simple, but there are an infinite number of ways to discuss unity. We find that to be somewhat ironic, but only due to the nature of language. We ask only one thing as we share our opinions with you. We ask that you understand that we are seekers, such as you, those who walk with you upon a path. We perhaps have had more experience. However, we have not had more experience in third density. In fact, we have not had as much, for our third density experience was briefer. We consider each of you masters. We know that each of you has the capability of moving from this experience into the next classroom of experience at the cessation of this physical incarnation. And we hope by those things that we offer to provide resources for those of you who seek, as this instrument said earlier, to forge a path that allows light from higher densities into the earth plane where it is desperately needed at this time. Each of you is already doing this work by breathing in and breathing out. Whether you feel you are in balance, or whether you feel that you are riding the crest of chaos. In fact, the very breath that you share, when shared with an open heart, is of fundamental assistance to the planetary sphere upon which you dwell at this time, and to the population of that planet, which is one body of which each of you is an essential part. Therefore, truly it is said, there are no mistakes. And we simply ask you to realize that in that context, what we have to say is subjective truth. That concept of truth is a dangerous one for your peoples. And we encourage you to think of our ideas only insofar as they attract you, as they resonate to you, and as they help you to focus with those things with which you are working at this time. We ask you not to see us as authorities or to retain any thoughts of ours which do not seem resonant. With this freedom of will preserved on the part of each of you, then we can feel free to share our opinions with you for what they are worth. And each of you will find different things about that which we say to keep, and different things to allow to remain behind. And we would encourage this, for truly your sense of personal discrimination is a tremendous, powerful, and valid resource for each of you. You will know that which is resonant to you. It will come to you as if you were remembering it after a long time of forgetting. It will not feel as new as it will feel familiar and positive. If you do not have this kind of chemical reaction, shall we say, to these thoughts, then leave them behind without a second thought. For the universe, the creation, on all levels, is full of messages. It does not matter if you miss a message, for another one will be there to take its place. The creation is incredibly, infinitely full of opportunity. And the more it is realized that the creation is a plastic and even a fluid thing, the more possible it will be for each of you to mine the rich field of experience for the gems that it does contain. You ask this day concerning balance. This is another concept which is relatively simple to comprehend, but infinitely difficult either to delineate or to achieve. We may say a few things concerning balance this day, but by no means could we hope to exhaust the subject. Therefore, if there are remaining questions at the end of this session, we encourage each of you to remember and to bring up those questions that still remain. There will be time at the end of this meeting for questions, and as well, it is quite possible to initiate a further question at another channeling if the topic is sufficiently interesting to the group. Perhaps the first thing that we would discuss concerning this concept of balancing is the model upon which this is built. This instrument tunes according to a certain prayer, which is known as the prayer of Saint Francis. In its entirety, it is vibrated thusly: Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, teach us to seek not so much to be loved as to love, to be understood as to understand, to be consoled as to console. For it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in giving that we receive, and it is in dying that we rise to eternal life. This is an excellent tuning prayer for this particular instrument. However, we use it to point out the limitations dialectic balance is not precisely a balance between one side of self and the other side of self. There is not a line dividing half of your body into the positive aspect and half of your body into the negative aspect. While tuning towards the light is a skillful resource with which to address the momentary calmness and stability of point of view, nevertheless, it is not that which constitutes a true model of what it is to become balanced. There is a flatness to the model that could be described by the x-axis and the y-axis, those things to the right of the x-axis, positive, those things to the left of the x-axis, negative, and so forth. Take this model of the circle that this instrument has described and allow it to become a sphere, an energy field, a round thing. This model would indicate that one were in balance when? When is a circle in balance? To us, a circle is in balance at all times. The spherical aspect of it creates a situation in which there is no possibility of losing one's balance. There is no possibility of falling. There is only the rolling, the being kicked by deity into different circumstances, and the ability to bounce. So let us look at this model a little bit more closely. The thing that entities tend to do when they perceive that they are out of balance is to attempt to correct. This is true when an entity is within an automobile and the car goes into a skid. The less trained an entity is in moving out of a skid, the less likely an entity is to affect positively the direction of the car by those actions which are taken after the self-perceived slip is noticed. The more skillful the person in driving, the more experience that person has had, the quicker that entity will correct. The secret, of course, is refraining from attempting to steer the car while it is out of control. This relates strongly to that saying from what this instrument calls the AA prayer, which is, give me the courage to change what I can, the peace to leave alone what I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. When applied to bringing the physical vehicle, the emotional vehicle, the energy vehicle, the energy field through a skid within the life experience, the first thing that needs to be addressed is the fear of being out of control. The actual situation is that within the physical experience, there is no difference between the skid and the correction, except the feeling that it gives to the entity internally. The situation in truth is that at all times, metaphysically speaking, there is an element of being completely out of control. This is because the entire atmosphere and environment of your planetary sphere and many supporting subdensities or inner densities, as this instrument calls them, are completely focused on creating an out-of-control experience that will be cyclically more and then cyclically less in control, allowing each entity who seeks that proper and timely cycle wherein lessons are addressed, lessons are processed, lessons are either learned or not. The cycle moves around, and either the same situation occurs again for that particular entity on that particular theme, or the cycle spirals because there is now another level that has opened because of prior learning. Consequently, metaphysically speaking, each of you is in the process of infinite change. Change is uncomfortable by its very nature. It is confusing, and new patterns that are tossed into the life experience by a most humorous deity have a tremendous ability to appear to the untutored eye like pure and complete confusion and chaos. It is only after processing a good deal of new catalyst that a pattern may perhaps become clear. And it is by hindsight then that most of us see the true value and benefit of most of the lessons that we have been offered by ourselves, by our higher selves, chosen before this incarnation with great care and great love. The only difference between before incarnation and during incarnation is that before incarnation, the reasons for these choices was perfectly clear. Within incarnation, all of the sense of the pattern as an integrated whole has to remain beneath a veil of confusion and illusion, so that the fundamental nature of the lesson of this density may become slowly and subjectively clear to each in its own way. This lesson, as we have said many times, revolves around concepts which have to do with a principle that is of the nature of a thought or a logos, and that principle cannot be described better within your language than by the word love. So the logos, or love, is an energy that has created each of you, that has created each of us, that has created all planetary and stellar bodies. It has created a house for itself. The creator of this house is listening, is fascinated, and is hoping that each of you will attack the school year that is known as planet Earth with great appetite and enjoyment. It is seen before incarnation as a place where it would be impossible not to be merry. As the one known as Frank has said, how can one not be in a good mood and in a beautiful place like this? And indeed, your mimosa bean pods hang down with a beautiful flare in the autumn sunlight. And that particular quality of color within the light of autumn is most beautiful, not only upon your plane, but also in the inner planes of where we are at this time resting. It is indescribably beautiful, and there is only one thing that mars the carnival atmosphere, and that is change. The reason that you came. For only in illusion is the perception of real change possible. It is not that there is not a different thought every moment for infinity. It is not that things do not change, for truly, no two entities can breathe the same breath twice. No single entity can breathe the same breath more than once. The philosophical river that has for so long been talked about as not being able to be stepped in twice still runs, still changes, and still brings a fresh harvest every day of things that will place the entity in the position of feeling out of balance. Where lies the love in this structure? Love within the structure lies in that which is not seen. It lies beyond the confusion. It lies beyond the circumstances. And it lies in becoming aware of the self as a unit that contains all that there is. In balance or out of balance, all the ingredients lie within, not neatly separated into those that are identifiable as positive and those identifiable as negative, but thoroughly and completely mixed. And mixed yet again with the infinite layers of acculturation that each of you has experienced because of how each has heard what each has heard throughout the incarnation. There are many of those within this group whose early experiences within this sphere have been difficult to bear, whose growth as spirits has been distorted in various ways because of assumptions accepted as true, such as, I am not worthy, I am not happy, I am not blessed, I am not lucky, I am not prosperous, I am not good enough. We could go on, but basically it is that feeling of being not good enough, of being abandoned, of being stranded in an unsafe place which charges one with the need to put up defenses. This brings us back to the idea of the circular, the ball-shaped nature of self. Does a ball, does a sphere need defense? Indeed not. In fact, within the civil engineering trade, the building of bridges is only possible in some cases because of ball bearings that are placed at points of balance within the structure, because the circle can hold much, much more pressure, much, much more weight, much more mass and more of a changing load than any other structure, anything with corners. This means that people can use the circular form to stabilize large structures. And if the nature of the energy field is seen to be round and spherical, then it may perhaps more easily be seen that the way to become a balanced entity is not the dialectic of, oh, I see the dark, I must replace it with the light. That is the one known as Janet said. Oh, I see the dark, let me love it with my light. Let it all become one thing within the heart. The heart that is within each of you is a haven that is already in balance. There is a pre-incarnational setting that you may be able to change somewhat through the course of an entire lifetime. You are hoping that you will be able to adjust the way you perceive information so that the information that you receive is less and less distorted. This is actually one of the goals of balancing, is to decrease distortion. And as this instrument has said earlier in this conversation, to become integrated, to become not only that entity who loves, but that entity who is loved. So that one begins to feel the fullness of self and the rightness of having all that there is within one entity. This part of balancing simply clears the field by removing as much distortion from the perceptions that are incoming as possible. So let us move from the concept of sphericalness, or not cringing from difficult experiences, to another facet of the balancing experience. And that is the great importance of not only allowing oneself to fall, allowing oneself in those moments of self-perceived chaos to move with the chaos, indeed to feel as if one is falling down and not coping, but also to begin to allow the self to laugh about it, to take it lightly. We have said through this instrument many times how we encourage you to love that which is beyond yourself and take it very seriously, but how we encourage you also to take yourself lightly. For those things that are the highest and the best within you are those things which simply need to be found within the self and allowed to express. They are already there. They are hiding behind things like defensiveness, fear, all of those reactions that are, as Buddhists would say, not particularly skillful. There is a great deal to be said for this point of view of skillfulness. It, however, does not come into congruency with the thought that is behind the skill, which is that of love. There is nothing restrained about the love of the infinite creator, nor is there anything restrained about the power of those energies that move through each of you at all times. the more distortion that is allowed in the incoming data that receive, that you receive with ear, with eye, from reading, from opinion, and so forth, comes in roughly and rawly, and some of it is true and some of it is not. Some of it is a good report, and some of it is simply gossip. Some is true, some is false, and so forth. How shall you judge yourself? How shall you look at the momentary experiences of a day and say, this was a good thought, this was a non-skillful thought? There are many ways to address the subject. The best way that we know to tell you is that the key is emotion. You are of the concept because you have a biological computer called a brain, that you are here to think better. And indeed, in many ways, as a side effect of spiritual improvement in the constitution, there is also an improvement in the thinking. However, the harvest of planet Earth is not a thought, not on the level of ideas. Rather, it is a pure emotion. It is a thought that is creative, that has to itself the nature of a principle that engenders more of itself, or children of itself, so that each of your thoughts, each of these moments during any day, when something crystallizes for you emotionally and you have a specific reaction, whether it is a positive emotion, seemingly, or seemingly a negative one, each of these crystallizing moments offers, we must indeed state that we cannot describe that which it offers except to tell a story. And this instrument was communicating with an entity who talked to her about Lunchables, if you are familiar with this product, which contains cheese and meat and crackers. She was thinking about the difference between perceiving something in one structure and perceiving it in a different structure. And she was eating these little crackers and cheese. And she discovered that if she put the cracker, then the turkey, then the cheese upon each other in that order, they tasted one way. If she changed the order, she had a different experience. And yet they were the same ingredients. This entity said to this instrument, how can it be that Lunchables would teach me a spiritual lesson? And we say to you that this is the nature of balance. Everything has a message to those whose energies crystallize at the moment that the message is coming through. There will be a continuation of messages for each seeking spirit. There is no concern about whether or not you get them all. There will be another one in 5 minutes or a half an hour. There is no waiting in terms of spiritual learning. Indeed, all you must decide is how fast you can change, how much you can transform while still remaining stable, productive, and all of those other attributes that are valued by yourself and the culture in which you live. It is only that limitation that keeps each entity from progressing very, very quickly. And indeed, we would advise against very quick advances, very quick changes. We would suggest to each of you that each find the way to remove toxic intensity from any day in which it occurs. In other words, quite often, the reaction of one who has learned something and is excited about learning more is to do more and more meditation, more and more balancing exercises, more and more visualizations, and so forth, which simply creates a faster rate of change until the stable, everyday self is offered a crisis that expresses to that entity the nature of that entity's limitations as far as being able to change beyond a certain rate of acceleration. The thing to be aware of within the self is what this instrument would call burnout, where there has been a massive application of healing principle, truth, and the various resources of the spiritual supermarket, as the one known as Tom has called it. And circuits are blown, and consequently there is that time where distance must be set between the self and the spiritual seeking. Those entities who are not capable of toning down their efforts with the ability to laugh at the self are those who are most vulnerable to spiritual exhaustion. For those who wish over a long period of time to make sustained and serious efforts in opening up the self to the realization of self, we encourage laughter. We encourage good friends supporting each other. We encourage each finding the ways that relaxation truly comes, that lightening up really happens. It is not the same for all entities. One entity can relax perfectly well doing stitchery, another entity reading, another entity walking in the woods. Another entity may have the need to remain active at all times. Whatever the pattern, that pattern itself and the emotions that it calls up are those items of real interest. How am I perceiving this structure, this that presents itself to me, this gestalt? How am I perceiving this? How can I juggle and play with this and dance with this and change the structure of the way I am thinking of the contents of this construct of situation that will improve my capacity to be comfortable while I am not in balance? These are excellent questions to ask of the self, because truly it is a plastic reality, a very penetrable illusion that is
offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries of a shorter nature that may remain upon the minds of any of those present. May we ask at this time, then, if there is another query to which we may speak?
Yes, hello, Quim. This is Janet. And I was wondering if you could just speak to me briefly about any suggestions you might have about how I can use these healing instruments, the phi ratio spirals. better with my clients, to be in service to others. And if you could just briefly speak to me about the clockwise and the counterclockwise motion of them and how they might send out of the body or into the body. Thank you very much.
I am Kwong, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. As you are working with those who present themselves to you for your healing energies and efforts, it may be helpful to spend a few moments at the beginning of each session in meditation together, in order that those energies which are in the subconscious mind and which are attempting to make an impression upon the conscious mind might do so. For it is truly said that all healing will come from within the entity to be healed, and simply needs an avenue over which it might travel, shall we say. This avenue can be provided by each of you seeking the resources of the subconscious mind. As to the clockwise and counterclockwise spiraling effect of these tools for healing, we would recommend that the attempt to ascend energy into a body or portion of a body may best be accomplished by using those energies which move in a clockwise fashion. Thus, the prana, or infinite love and light of the One Creator, may be sent more speedily and precisely to a certain location by using the clockwise spiral and by visualizing this energy moving into the spiral and into the body as this tool is used. So the counterclockwise spiral, then, is most helpful in the removing of energies from a physical body or portion thereof. Again, seeking the counsel of the subconscious, moving in the intuitive response from the subconscious, in a fashion which allows a visualization to assist the use of the counterclockwise spiral. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you very much.
I am Kwong. We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Let me follow up to Janet's question and just ask if the image that you're offering is that of, like you said, coming from the needle into the energy field of the body and then also moving up the spiral. So it's like, it's not just a one-way energy flow. It's a connection between the infinite and that infinite within self through the needle, but it's also being pulled by the desire from above as it is being sent from above. Is that right? Is the dynamic there one of a partnership between the body that's receiving and the energy that's moving through?
I am Kwong. This is correct, my sister.
Thanks.
Again, we thank you, my sister, for your efforts. Is there another query at this time?
I have one. That's kind of interesting. Been reading on the spiritual value of mazes and things like that, and there's crop circle I had here that would be, I guess, a perfect candidate for a spiral maze. And I was wondering if you could tell me what this particular crop circle represented and your ideas on such a maze.
I don't quarrel, and am aware of your query, my brother. The spiral maze in which you refer to is a pattern of energy progression which may be projected in a specified fashion according to the intention of the entity utilizing it. This is to say, it is a tool which may function according to your use of it. It may be that which enhances the environment in which it is constructed, if that is your desire. It may be that which enhances the health and well-being of those which enter into it, if that be your desire. It may be that which enhances the well-being of the planetary sphere upon which you dwell, if that be your desire. Thus you may see it is the intention of the magician, shall we say, the entity which utilizes the tool for healing and transfer of energy, that determines the effect, the outcome, the result. Is there a further query, my brother?
So can it be all of those? Does it have to be a single one, or can it be all three?
I'm aware of your query, my brother. And this too is possible. It is the desire, the intention, the direction that is important in determining how any such tool is used. Is there another query, my brother?
The last one I have was, there's a lady we work with. She just recently has gotten married, and her husband has some very severe back issues, apparently all of his life, and I'm wondering if you had any words or wit of wisdom that we may offer to help her be of assistance to him.
I am aware of your query, my brother. In looking at the physical vehicle and the various distortions of such that may occur during an incarnation, the back region is that area which signifies support for the entity. When there is a feeling within the entity's being that it is unable to support someone around it or itself, or is unable to be supported by such entities, oftentimes there will be a difficulty in this physical region. It is therefore necessary for the determination of the specific cause that the entity experiencing the distortion have the desire, first of all, to untangle the riddle, that some means of untangling be utilized, whether this be a contemplation, meditation, prayer, the intellectual analysis of the experience, or whatever other means is useful to such an entity. There needs be some method chosen to seek the untangling of the riddle. Is there a further query?
Not for me, thanks.
I am quoted. We thank you, my friend. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question about the music at the beginning. It's in two parts. Number one, and I'm happy for you to say that it's an infringement on free will to tell me and just not, but if it's not, number one, was that intended by, shall we say, unseen forces? And if so, was the point simply to make us aware by using a song with no key that change is infinite?
I will call and am aware of your query, my sister. In this instance, for you, this is the correct interpretation. For each other entity present, there may be a different interpretation. For the one known as Jim attempting to arrange the music, this was a practice in accepting that which was. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I will. And again, we thank you. Is there another query at this time?
I'm done. I have an observation that came to me as we were discussing the counterclockwise and clockwise spirals. And it was this, that if you think of that as love, as one spiral, one direction, hitting somebody else, it's reflected, just as in a mirror, reflected in a counterclockwise direction, which again, in hitting another person, another mirror, reversed in a clockwise direction, on and on, clockwise, counterclockwise, love reflected as it is applied. Mm-hmm. That's just an observation that came through as I was listening to the discussion.
I quote, and we appreciate your observation and would note that it is indeed one very valid interpretation of the spiraling effect. Is there another query at this time?
I'm Don again, and thinking about the harvesting process and putting it in terms of the time frames that we understand, could you express to us what kind of time it would be involved in the harvesting process that we are entering into now?
I am aware of your query, my brother. The time of harvest is now. There are many souls who move through the doors of what you call death, which move then into the light and remain in that light for as long as it is possible to enjoy the light before it becomes too glaring, too strong, too intense. Then the step from the light is made. And for many at this time, the step is into the fourth density of compassion and understanding. The length in your measurement, as for months or years, is not that which any can accurately assess, for it is indeed a fluid process, responsive to the group mind-body-spirit complexes that populate your planet at this time, and the choices that are made by individuals and groups seeking to share the light, seeking to become the light. Thus, it is possible for a great amount of work to be done in a short period of your time due to the traumatic nature of many experiences and events taking place upon your Earth world at this time. Thus, we cannot with any certainty give you even a general idea beyond a decade or two, which we realize is not terribly specific according to your measurement of time and experience. Is there a further query?
Thank you.
I am quote. And again, we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time? I am And we would take this opportunity to thank each once again for joining us and inviting us to this circle of seed. We realize that we have spoken overly long, and we apologize for our wordiness, but it is such a joy to join you in your circle of seeking, and we rejoice at each opportunity and invitation. We would remind each that we are available at any time that you would wish us to join you in your meditation to help deepen the meditation. A simple request, mentally, is all that is necessary for us to join you there. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave each in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Qua. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
As we let the light go back to its source, let's put in the light the names of the people that we would like healing for. I'll start with our little list and let everybody speak. Anne, Ethel, Othelia, Alan, Scott, Judy. Excuse me. Me, Jim, Mike, Lynn, Romy, Dana, Victoria, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Barr, Betty, Donna, Lenny, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Doris's mom, Kathy's mom, Sally, Frank, Ethel, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby and Natalie, Vakisha, Uncle Bill, Bill and Denise, Allison, Papa, Janet, Donna, Tiffany, Teresa, Gary, Terry, Mike. Other requests?
Jim and Carla, myself and Nancy, Michael, Melissa, Ashley, Elaine, and Chelsea Ann. Kim, Dolby, Daniel, Donald, and Britt, and Rick.
Anybody else?
Karen, Kevin. My parents, Val, Bill, Jane, Sally, Ken.
The cause of peace and our beloved planet. The image goes up. Let the rains fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.